Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. Shocking picture of a Dublin bus that caught fire near Donnybrook in Dublin yesterday morning. And emergency services had to respond to the incident just after 9 o'clock yesterday morning. They managed to extinguish the blaze within an hour, and thankfully no one was injured. But the bus was stopped on Moorhampton Road at the junction with Appian Way in a northbound lane, and a passenger on board said they heard a loud noise before being asked to get off. It looks like the fire began at the back of the vehicle, and a full investigation is underway. But a shocking picture there on the front of the Irish Times. Its main story this morning is, if you're going to college, well, on-campus accommodation prices are going to rise again for the coming academic year. Several colleges raising their prices by the maximum amount permissible. Obviously, under residential laws, there is a 2% cap on price year on year. University of Galway and Maynooth University have increased their on-campus rent by close to this limit. So at University of Galway, the cheapest option is a single bed in a twin room at €3,316, up 1.78% compared to last year. And the most expensive option is it's a double plus ensuite student accommodation, which is €8,086 for the year. Maynooth University charging between €4,800 and €6,480 for the year, respectively. And then if you want to go to UCD, an ensuite bedroom in Village 3 of UCD campus, that's going to cost €11,990 for the academic year, which makes it the most expensive on-campus accommodation in the Republic. I suspect a lot of students are going to have to commute to college because they won't be able to afford the rents. Speaking of money, fuel prices also on the front of the Irish Times. They've gone up again, with further increases expected in the coming months. This is the AA Ireland report. The price of diesel gone up by 11% in August to an average of €1.92 a litre, which is up 19 cent from July. So really diesel is bearing the brunt of those price increases, and oil prices going up again this morning as hopes of a deal for peace in Iran fade. So it'll be interesting to see what the government does with excise duty. And then we have energy arrears on the front of the Irish Examiner. More households are in energy arrears than ever before, and experts are warning the situation's only getting worse. The latest figures show 328,273 households, it's an awful lot of households, are in energy arrears. And then we have 188,000 in gas arrears. Now, those stats are for May. Since then, we have Electric Ireland, Uno Energy and Prepay Power all increasing their electricity prices. So that's why they reckon that this could actually get worse. Irish Independent on the front page says more than 4 in 10 women who gave birth in Ireland last year had a caesarean section. That's the highest rate on record. And the birth rate continues to fall, but maternity units are now treating more complex pregnancies, more first-time and older mothers, and increasingly having to intervene with procedures. And there were 54,000 births last year, and C-section rates climbed to 42%. The Irish Sun on the front page: I have incurable cancer, but I'm at peace. This is the Office star Lucy Davis, who you'll know for playing Dawn Tinsley in The Office. She yesterday revealed she has incurable breast cancer, but bravely told fans she is at peace with what comes next. She's only 53. It's horrific. As I say, she played Dawn Tinsley in the BBC sitcom, and she says she's now trying to make the most of the time she has left. She says, I've asked my friends and family to make fun of me as much as possible. And Lucy, in case you didn't know, also a daughter of comedy legend Jasper Carrot. Just a really, really sad story there. If you're wondering why Daniel Kinahan didn't have a solicitor in court the other night, Sunday night, the Irish Times says he was offered legal representation for his special criminal court appearance, but he didn't take up the offer. So as we know, Daniel Kinahan was arrested at Casement Aerodrome on Sunday and brought to the Special Criminal Court. Sources say that at the time he got off the plane, an offer was made to him to get a solicitor whom he could have used for the court appearance later that night, and the guards were surprised when he went to court unrepresented, especially as he knew for more than a week that he was going to be extradited from Dubai. And this is all sources speaking to the Irish Times. Officially, Gardaí are not making any comment. Daniel Kinahan was asked by the judge, why don't you have a solicitor? And he said, I didn't have time to arrange anything, and he assumed a family member would have done it. But the sources to the Irish Times say he was given the option of a solicitor. Now, we have this eclipse tonight. We're going to be talking more about that shortly. I see in the Times of London, across the water, Britain's biggest energy supplier has urged customers to avoid running appliances when the eclipse knocks out some of the country's solar power generation this evening. I never thought of this. I have solar panels at home, so I'm losing out on a good hour there, at least, if not 2 hours, of nice sunshine for my solar panels with this eclipse. But anyway, the advice is don't use your dishwasher during the eclipse. Octopus Energy says cutting back on electricity usage between 6 and 8 would reduce the need to fire up gas power stations because obviously solar energy won't be doing much this evening. That's in the Times of London. Also, the Times of London says that young adults are now lonelier than older people. So it used to be the case that maybe elderly people were more lonely. Now it's younger adults. They're more likely to feel lonely, and young men in particular, because they're spending so much time on their own. And of course, working from home doesn't help as well, because some young men are working from home and they're spending 2/5 of their waking time alone, or about 7 hours a day, where they speak to no one and see no one. And that's a 2-hour increase in the time this group are on their own compared with a decade earlier. Lots of talk about the weather and the heat wave in the papers. I see in the Irish Independent, there's a warning the hosepipe ban may be extended. Ishka Aaron says an extension of the hosepipe ban beyond August 26th may have to be considered, with regional measures also under review as well. And final story comes from The Sun. And I know a lot of parents struggle with the terms and the phrases that their children use. 6-7, some people are still struggling to understand. Well, The Sun has published a guide of some of the new phrases that parents are going to have to get their heads around with weeks to go until the school holidays come to a close. So The Sun has broke down the lingo so you can get down with the Gen Alpha and Gen Z kids, is what they say. The newest one, which apparently is very popular, is corny on the bob, off the bob, which is a person who acts differently depending on who they are around. That's a hard one to even remember. Also, if someone says mogging, nothing to do with a cat, it means someone is outshining or outdoing others. If they say no cap, that means your teen is telling you they're not lying. Also, tope is a positive word, which is a mix of totally and dope. We also have bet, which means okay, sure, sounds good. You say, yeah, bet. Also, ship them, which is approving of or hoping for a romantic coupling. And quiet on the creek, which means it's a request to hush up or to be quiet. I think we all need to cut out that article from The Sun and maybe learn off some of those phrases. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.